more halachas when the Ger comes tzaddik. Hey, the Mechaber brings down that. What's the halach if he's sick, if she's sick? The Mechaber says that if he's sick and there's no one else besides him around, so Mutter the Shamshay, she's like Mishamashim. Why? What's the Svar? The Svar is that when he's sick, he's weak, and he doesn't have so much kayach, there's less of a kashash. Just you have to be careful. To be careful not to do richitzis daim raglayim and also tzasamit b'fanav when he's sick. If she's sick, so there's more of a chashash. The other is when he's sick, when he's weak. Sorry, the lesson is when he's weak. Being that he's weak, we're not as chashash. Let's say Stam's not feeling well, he's not weak. Who do we have a heter? The whole part is that he's weak. Being that he's weak, so therefore, there's less of a chashash, the chashash is more on him than her. And being that he's weak, we're not so chashash that he can be in mood with tashmish. If he's not really weak, he's just like not feeling well, whatever the situation is. So in Lav Dafka, you'd have these hetter. These hetter were based on the fact that he's weak. I'm saying if he wouldn't be weak in the family, we'd not have these hetter. I'm saying if Isha's chayla, and she's a nida, so it's in Mechaber Paskins, also about Ligaba, Lasham Shayla, Kim Lashkivla, Lashamcha. Mechaber holds that's going to be usher to touch her. The kima shkiv l'samcha is going to be usher. The mashmoy says, what's going to be the halacha when he's sick? Is she allowed to touch him? Didn't say it in Sifta Zayin. Sifta Zayin says, don't do a chas pani v'raglav et tzatzmita. Didn't mention about the shkima l'shkiva. The way it sounds like in Chami, that it would be mutter. It would be mutter. That's more of like a maisa. That's not called a maisa chiba, just hopping it up, having it down. That's not called a maisa chiba, and it's going to be mutter. Dafka by the isha, over there it's going to be aser. Mashenkin, when you're dealing with the ish, the halacha is that it's going to be, it's going to be mutter. So if she's sick, the mechaber paskins that aser. Nothing, it's aser to do it. Zak the shach, dafka shu chayla v'hibriya shari kim lechelu like lemechas leheg avera. And he's going to scabble him, it's tashish koichai. Therefore, it's going to be a problem. The Ramah paskins that there's no one else around. Okay, you can be mekel. If no one else around, then it's going to be mutter. If there's no one else around. Therefore, for example, somebody's wife is walking on the street, she falls on the floor. Can you pick her up?
There's no one else
there. Huh? So if there's someone else there, so it's better. They should do it. If that's not an option.
Another man.
What do you say?
Another man.
If not, then Avada's going to be my turn.
See, can I
have
like another man?
No, the Avada is not an option. What do you say? What are you saying? If she needs help, then it's going to be mutter. Now, so kids, according to the Mechaber, or Machmer, or Moshe says, if no one else around, then we're going to be mutter. What's going on? No one else around? Like Chuvus Radvaz. Radvaz says that if you're able to hire somebody, you're going to go hire somebody. If you're able to hire somebody, Chuvus Radvaz says, you're going to go hire somebody. Radvaz brought down the side of Kesselgadah, that brings down right over here. Kesselgadah Rabbi brings down the side over here that B'chuyim l'lisker Isha to Tzimshenda, you have to hire a wife, Isha to go ahead and to Mishamasher, there's a chiyuv to go ahead and do it. How much you have to spend, Loburur, it's not clear. If I go on the Kesselgadah, it brings down for Radvaz, the Radvaz says, yeah, M'chuyim to go ahead and hire somebody. Now that's only when she is sick in Mishum Shen is like Radvaz, you have to go ahead and hire somebody. All the way around, if he's sick, we don't find that. Chumrah. So when she's sick, you have to go ahead and hire somebody. Mashenkin, if he is sick, then Mashenkin, if he's sick, we don't find this chumrah of having to go ahead and hire somebody.
Why is that
for
Babrissi? She falls and she doesn't want anyone to notice that she
falls. Not Mitzah, that. I am, Sidr. Yechaliot, Yechaliot. And Echlami, if Kafiya Yechalis, I'm saying, if it's a matzav and a chnami, I'm saying it could be matzav. Fine. Now the Mechaber and Simchav says, "Bala roif oitzim mishamish ledafek." I can't like it's also to mishamish ledafek. Fimashak safti noigin heter im sikin alav the mishamish la. Zakir amav since it's heter, if you need mishamish la, koshkin the mutter Mishla Defek. Rama says that's gemutter if there's no. The Rama says that. Chavi says aser. Zakter Rama. Fear what he says. That there's no one else around, so therefore it's gonna be mutter to do it. If there's no one else, she needs it and sakana. Three things. No one else. Okay, we said already. Needs it and it's sakana b'chalya. The Rama. Rama says that only when it's considered sakana. The Mishmash Rama is that this is only gemutter when it's considered sakana. If it's not considered sakana, then it's going to be awesome. Now the shaila is, what's the difference between Tez Zayin and Sef Yud Zayin? Tez Zayin, we said, she's a choyla, there's no one else to be Mishamasher. Kaveh says, tough luck. Ramaz says, if no one else around, we could go in and be Mekel. Choyla means choyla she'en be'sakana. In Sif Yud Zayin, it says that Kaveh says Asa, Ramaz says, no, the field we said, Sif performs in Mutter, if you need it, if there's also a sakana. Master choyla she'en be'sakana, we would not be Mekel. It says, why, by Chodesh and by Sakana, are we machmer in this situation?
He's a doctor.
What?
Only because he's a doctor.
What do you say? What do you say?
He's a doctor. That's the difference in Yudzayin?
Wherever it is. I'm saying, it has to be that this Sif Tazayin, we make all to pick her up, put her down, by Chodesh and by Sakana. Sif Yudzayin, by Mashmal Adafik, we're not being make all unless it's a Sakana. The question is, What's the difference between the two cases?
Can you
pick her up, touching her? Yeah, both cases are you touching? Saying what's the difference between two cases? So in Tshuva's Beish Arim, he brings down that the chilik is that in Sif Tez Zayin, you're busy. You're like, you have to concentrate. You're like picking her up and lying her down and you have to be focused, like, otherwise you're going to drop her. Therefore, there's less of a chashash here, less of a chashash. They're saying it's Sif Yud Zayin, you know, she's sitting there and there's no, he's not so oisik, and therefore that is more of a chashash, and therefore it's only going to be mutter, but mokim she yesh by sakana. Well, Yanko, what shiva was it? Beisharm Simen. Reish Ayin Dalid.
Who is this?
She was Bisharim, Reish Ayin Dalet. It's like three quarters way into the Tshuva, I think it was. On the second column, like three quarters way into the Tshuva. Simon Reish Ayin Dalet. There's a Nachum Halachas over there, Shem Yisemet Tzedek. He says the Chalik Nitzifta Zayin Yizayin is a Sifta Zayin is a situation that for sure is you're accomplishing something. You're picking her up, putting her down. That's for sure something which has Yisrael. I'm saying, taking the Dafik, it says, who knows whether it's going to help, not going to help. Whether it's going to help, not going to help, it's a suffix, and therefore it's less of a tzarek, less of accomplishment. Therefore, maybe that's the reason why Dafka, when we make all.
It's pretty
serious. See, we make a chosh b'sakana. Anybody's sakana or not? The question is whether it's something, whether it is as much of a te'el as an accomplishment. So if it's chosh b'sakana, we make all, do what you want. Anybody's sakana, we're not going to make all, because who knows? You're trying to diagnose her. What it is. Suffix works, suffix won't work, suffix you get accomplishment, and therefore that's the reason why. That's the reason why it's going to be an issue. So Nafkin is like this. Between these mouths. So ladies in labor. It's a suffix whether it's gonna work. Samach Tzedek, because we're in the Mishnah Samach Tzedek. Now Nafkin agree like this. Let's say a lady is in labor. So and she needs help getting up and down the stairs. So what's the halacha? He should hire somebody if possible. If he can hire somebody, then Enoch Nami, you're his mutter. Right?
It's Sif Yud Zayin.
This is what?
It goes into Yud Zayin. Yud
Zayin. She's a chayil, she's a nida. Bet's he's supposed to try to hire somebody. If he can't hire somebody, then Enoch Nami, we're going to be Mako, you could help her put up. Why is it like he should try to do a day half sick, like gloves or half sick, I shouldn't directly touch her? The chila, yeah, the chila. That, you know, that's the even how to do it. So going up and down, chadus. If there's no one else to hire, then a chlami is mutter. Otherwise, it's going to. So how much money, little borer?
How long does it take?
Like, what? Question: she needs it right now. Does she? If she needs it now, she needs it now. No, you don't leave somebody on the floor more than 10 seconds, okay? It's hard to walk in contractions. It's hard to get up. Whatever. Yeah.
If she falls down the steps.
No, that plan in advance. You know, she's going to labor. Hire somebody in advance. Get a labor coach. Get whatever. You know, as
they get here.
But if there's no one around, what time is it? If there's no one around, then it'll go ahead and be mutter. Oh yeah, nechnami. The chila should be idea something else. That's all. Okay, fine. But again, pushing her in a wheelchair, so that really gets into the shadow of pushing in a wheelchair. What? Yeah, it's like the Giri de Davacher. What? A wheelchair. Yeah, so Nigari de Davacher. What's the Nigari de Davacher? Mitzaracher, the Taz is Mikol. We saw that Shuvas Yad Eliyahu said that even lighting your cigarette from her cigarette, like that's called a connection. So the Parashman says that Vice Chitz, that Yad Eliyahu is Chilik. On the Taz, on the Gid Avachar,
would
Parashim Ma'anim says that Vayis Lechayis is a machloikis. So b'makim tzarech u'meikol. So you know, if there's no one around or whatever, b'makim tzarech u'meikol. And if it's a then
the
what do you say?
In the
we don't do a lot of chakas. We don't start saying every situation. Oh, right now, there's no chash because of whatever. You know, if nagia is also, if it's called nagia, nagia is going to be aser. So you're pushing your.
We say mother mishak for her mishak mishem if he's sick because he doesn't kriches.
Right.
So if she's in labor, is it not enough? Is that the same sort of shisel?
We gave it time, but we just put it aside.
Yeah, fine. Okay, let's move on to.